Okay, so we've got to go back to what we're about now, our DNA, if you like. And we've got to, of course, get players and play players that are not going to capitulate like they did today, which is very disappointing, and there was a couple. But I think I'm going to have to take this one on the chin, personally. Very disappointed, and again, of course, apologetic to everybody. We come up against a very, very good side today that have exposed us and our flaws in personality at the moment, which is the biggest disappointment. I never thought one of my sides could possibly ever get beat 4-0, let alone 7, with the players that I try and bring in and their personalities. I thank our fans because they've been fantastic, and of course we have to sort of close ranks now, if you like, and anybody will be welcome in that, that's happily going to continue to give us the support. Of course I just feel that given our league position that it still is possible to turn it around, and what you can trust is that I will work non-stop, as I do all hours of every day, to try and put that the last two games right. Now, I knew it would be difficult to come here and get a performance after such a poor performance. I tried to pick a team that I thought could be dangerous on the counter-attack and be a threat with our pace, and of course it didn't work out like that for a number of reasons. But mainly I just want players to basically get back to the kid in them, you know, and actually think, well, why do we play football? Well, we play football because we enjoy ourselves, we get on the ball. We've worked very hard in our lives, all of us, to get to this career. These boys are the top 0.0001% of the population that play football. And they're here for a reason, and they're here to play for a fantastic club, Oldham Athletic, that's been in the doldrums for quite a while now. And we believe, and we still believe, even after a game like that, that we can get things right and push ourselves to the point where we can come back. But without doubt, there's no hiding from it, there's some players out there that's confidence is at an all-time low, probably in their career. Which is unbelievable, because 3 weeks ago we had the elation of the derby and 4,000 away fans cheering us on. So what do we do? Okay, so as a club, I'm the manager. Again, of course I have to apologise, but I also have to close ranks, if you like, and bring in anybody that will help us in our plight to get the players' confidence back. We've got a game against Crewe on Boxing Day. And we're going to need everybody. And we're going to need everybody if we go 1-0 down, if somebody kicks the ball out of play, somebody falls over their own feet. Because that's what happens when you're low in confidence as a footballer. That's what happens. No amount of tactical stuff, or because we do all the tactical stuff. And today, there was things going on that were comical, almost schoolboy, if you like. So we have to, as a club, try and rally round these players, because at the end of the day they're the only ones that can put it right on the first team pitch. They haven't become bad players overnight, they've just drastically lost their confidence overnight. Now today we've come to a very, very good side that have exploited all our flaws and killed our confidence when it was at a low ebb anyway. And of course the first goal and the manner of the first goal doesn't help with that. I haven't lost any confidence in myself or my club or indeed my team in the long term, but I now, as a young manager, have got my biggest challenge. There's no doubt in that, and I hope people stick with us and stick with me enough to say, look, okay, this has been a horrendous 7-8 days for us, and players are low in confidence, but we are Oldham Athletic, and we've been through bad times before, and we can come through a bad time very, very quickly with the right attitude.
Will a result like this force you to bring back your captain sooner than you would like?
Well, you can't, can you? You just can't do that. You know what I mean? Especially with the injury that's happened to Liam Kelly. And he's got a grade 2 hamstring tear. So as much as, of course, you want your captain back, and of course we've missed him in the last two games, you can't legislate for possibility of maybe him being out for sort of like 6 or 7 weeks. And you might have to take a bit of a hit. I remember Yeovil, when my dad was manager, went 6 losses on the spin and still managed to get in the playoffs. And under Bristol City, they went 9 losses on the spin. Okay, so we've lost 2 games. We've lost 2 games really badly. Everything's shown up what's poor about us. But we've also had some very good performances. And we come against a side today that we have to give maximum credit to. And all I can do and promise is that I'll give of my best every day to try and turn this really poor 10 days around.
Can we ask you what sort of reaction you've got in the changing room?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I went in there and I asked the question because I needed to know. I needed people to be able to say anything they needed to say to me personally and get it off their chest. So if there was anything that needed to be said, then they could, and I could come back with an honest answer. I gave my opinion, which was very calm actually, and very composed, because I had time to plan and assess what I was going to say after, because sometimes you can be aggressive and await and slander and get into people and stuff like that, but I think we all know on a day like today that was never going to be the case. This is a case now of rebuilding our club really, from the top down.